Can a stepmother successfully raise another woman's children? Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder presents the real-life story of Kay Fairchild, a stepmother who tries. Ladies, we received a very pleasant surprise this month. We found that our big family of Colgate tooth powder users has greatly increased. Well, now I suppose that many new users have bought Colgate tooth powder out of loyalty to stepmother. But we don't fool ourselves. We know that when it comes to the important job of cleaning your teeth, well, your dentifrice must show results or you're through with it. Then, if more and more people try Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder and keep on using it, then we can safely say that this tooth powder does perform what it promises. We tell you definitely what Colgate Tooth Powder will do, and then leave it to the dentifrice to back us up. First, we offer Colgate Tooth Powder as a complete dental cleanser. Almost instantly, it brushes away dingy film stains, gives your teeth a thrilling radiance that comes from natural luster. Second, Colgate tooth powder releases a rich, cleansing foam that bubbles through your mouth, freshening every part. It leaves a glowing, clean sensation that benefits unwholesome breath. Third, you can use Colgate tooth powder safely for gum massage. Yes, we definitely claim that Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder can brighten your teeth so they light up your smile, that it can freshen your mouth so your breath is more inviting, that it is safe for gum massage. Why not enjoy these exciting results tonight? Ask for Colgate All-Purpose Tooth Powder today at any drug, department, or 10-cent store. But now, Colgate Tooth Powder presents Kay Fairchild, stepmother. Yesterday, after spending several weeks at a summer camp for boys, Bud Fairchild came back home. He had a grand time, and he was filled with glowing accounts of his experiences. What he most of all wanted to do was tell his dad about his adventures. Well, John didn't get home until late in the evening, and when Bud began his eager account of camp life, John paid no attention, practically ignored his young son, sent him to bed bitterly hurt and disappointed. This was too much for Kay, coming as it did on top of all John's other strange and uncivil behavior of recent weeks. She told John that he would absolutely have to explain his conduct, that life in their household simply could not go on as it has been going. Well, what effect has that notice had, or will it have? It's around 11 o'clock the next night. Kay is in her room alone. She's sitting in front of a mirror, combing her hair. The look in her eyes is troubled and defiant.
What else can I do? I've pleaded with him, begged him, but that did no good. Last night I got angry with him. So angry, I think he was scared of him. But am I any farther along? What do I know tonight that I didn't know before? Nothing. Nothing at all. Last night when I said those things to him, when I'd finished with all the sharp and terrible words, he just looked at me with a kind of terror in his eyes. Got up and left the room. But he knew I meant what I said. He must have known. This evening when he came home, he didn't try to bully him yet, or bluster. He was very quiet. There was a kind of calm on his face that I hadn't seen there before. Still, he said nothing. Told me nothing. Now he's in the next room, gone to bed. I'm no closer to knowing his secret. Perhaps he'll never tell me. Perhaps something will happen to him before he can tell me. Perhaps I'll never know what it is. Or what. Oh, no. No, I must think. think about that.
Meanwhile, Kay sits there at her dressing table, these thoughts running through her mind. There's another wakeful person in the next room. John hasn't gone to bed, not by any means. He's got his pajamas and a bathrobe. The lights in his room are out. But he stands at the open window looking out at the stars, his hands clutching the sill.
I must tell her tonight. Now. I must. We can't go on any longer this way, she said. Well, she said that before. But there was a different note in her voice last night. Last night she meant it. So I've got to tell her. And yet, how can I? How can I phrase the words any better tonight than at any other time during all these weeks? What shall I say? She said we can't go on any longer this way. What did she mean by that? I wanted to ask last night, but I didn't have the courage. Does she mean that she's going to leave me? That she's going away? That she's going to take the baby with her? No. No, I mustn't think about that.
What am I going to do? How am I going to go on from here? Well, I can't run away. There's no place to go for the baby anymore. And anyway, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go away and take Billy with me. Leave Bud and Peggy. Bud and Peggy are my stepchildren. But they're as much my responsibility as my own son. They should be. But are they? Do I love them in the same way as my own baby?
What would I do if I were left alone with just Bud and Peg? Would they have any kind of affection for me if they knew I'd driven Kay away? Maybe they'd leave me, too. And I'd be quite all alone in the world. No, I couldn't bear that. I couldn't bear to part from my children. In this frenzy that possessed me, I treated them terribly. But I couldn't bear to have them hate me and go away from me. No, I must make the decision now. Whatever the cost to myself, I must tell Kay and tell her everything.
I'll stay and face whatever I must. I'll be proud and defiant, and I'll laugh at this trouble. I'll hold my head high, and I'll wear my prettiest dresses. Just tonight I'm wearing my prettiest necklace. Who will I do it for? Who am I doing it for? Nobody. Nobody but myself. Yes?
Hey, may I come in?
Oh, come. Why, yes, of course.
I think maybe you've already gone to bed.
No, I was just sitting up for a while.
It's been quite a long while since I've knocked on that door between our rooms. Hmm? Mind if I sit down here in your chair?
Why, certainly not, son.
I was hoping I'd get a chance to talk to Bud tonight. I'm sorry he had to go away to that boys' club meeting. I guess I did treat him pretty shabbily last evening.
John, are you really sorry about that?
Yes, I am. And I'm sorry for causing such a fuss about Peg when we thought you were going to get married. I just thought I'd stop over and tell you this thing.
I'm glad you did, John.
Yes, and that business out of the country club, too, about the swimming. But I acted pretty nasty about that. I'm sorry.
John, why do you do these things? It's so utterly unlike you that, well, trying to explain it, I've almost come to the conclusion several times that you must be losing your mind.
Well, I can't blame you, I guess. But you see, things at the office have been a kind of muddle.
What kind of muddle?
Oh, nothing serious. Just... Kay, in the years since we've been married, we've got along pretty well, haven't we? Take it all in all, I mean.
Yeah, I think so. We've been very happy most of the time. That's why I've been so upset by the way things have been going lately.
I know you've been upset. I could see that, even if you hadn't told me. And I've been worried about it, too. Not good for the children to have our home in a state of tension and turmoil all the time.
Indeed, it isn't. It's terrible for all of us.
Yes, I know. I know. We ought to put an end to all that.
You can, John, if you want to.
Yes, that's what I'd like to. I mean, Kay, we've been married quite a long time now, but I'm not sure you understand quite the kind of fellow you married.
Well, I thought I did. It's only lately that I've begun to wonder.
You know, I'm not any great shucks of a man, Kay. Not a really important kind of fellow at all. Most of the time, I go around acting like Mr. Big, but I don't really feel that way. Tonight, I feel like a little kid. Awful much in need of sympathy and in need of mothering.
If that's the way you feel, then I do understand. I don't want to think of you as the great, big, important man of affairs.
Kay, do you mind if I sit there beside you?
Oh, no, John.
Kay, when I meet you like this, so close I can feel your heart thumping against my side, feel your head against my cheek, then I have the courage for anything. Kay, I... Kay, if you knew...
Oh, John, darling, please take me in your arms and hold me close to you.
Kay, why did you... What do you...
Why, John? John, what's the matter?
Have
why
you
did you...
any understanding? Do you think I came over here to...
Why, John, listen to me. John,
I'll please. Not listen. I'll not listen to anything.
John!
Gently, safely, smoothly, Colgate all-purpose tooth powder cleans your teeth. You can see them sparkle. You can feel their polish. You can taste the glorious freshness Colgate tooth powder leaves all through your mouth. It acts like a fresh breeze on unwholesome breath. Colgate tooth powder is safe for gum massage, too. This remarkable tooth powder benefits teeth, breath, and gums. That's why it's known everywhere as Colgate all-purpose tooth powder. Ask for it today at any drug counter. The giant size is the most economical buy. This is Don Hancock speaking.
I do believe Kay is right. Why, John Fairchild must be out of his mind.
Yes. First he comes in to make some sort of a confession, and he's nice as pie. Then all of a sudden he jumps to his feet like a crazy man and runs off.
And leaves poor Kay sitting there like a bump on a log.
I wonder what in the world it is that he's trying to tell her.
I'm sure I don't know, but if he were my husband, I'd have had it out with him long ago.
Now, Mary, don't get so excited. Let's listen to Stepmother tomorrow.
I sure will. That's one of my baby thrills. Using cashmere bouquet talcum powder is another.
That's what I say. Cashmere bouquet talcum powder gives me that voluptuous feeling.
And who is there among you who doesn't delight in luxury? Well, cashmere bouquet talcum powder is such an inexpensive luxury, you don't have to be sparing with it. Dust cashmere bouquet talcum powder generously all over your body before you dress. Lightly smooth it over every ripple to add a silken softness to your skin. It dries up lingering moisture after a bath and provides a film of protection that's a blissful comfort to a chafed skin. But of course, the most appealing quality of cashmere bouquet talcum powder is the enchanting fragrance men love. A fragrance you can make your very own today.
Ask for cashmere brocade talcum powder in 10-cent or larger sizes at any toilet goods counter. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.